Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your city break. Depart hassle-free to Manchester, Edinburgh, London and more. Connecting you to the world. Explore more today on shannonairport.ie.
Very good morning to Gerard Mulqueen, already texting in the mystery sound. Brian's with you in an hour. You're a little bit early at the false start there on that one, Gerard, but be sure to stick with us. Brian Flynn will be here with us on Clare FM. From noon, we're with you between now and then. 086 1800 964 is the number to get in touch. And Gerard, I don't know if your guess is right, by the way, or not, because I actually don't know the answer. Anywho, that's a whole other story. As I say, keep your comments coming to us, 086 1800 964. What I wanted to do now, though, is to learn a little bit about an exhibition which is being launched later this week at the Courthouse Gallery and Studios in Ennistymon. This one is a very special show in that it's being curated by pupils from the Vocational School and from Squilbury in Ennistymon. They've selected pieces from Clare County Council's art collection, which is owned by the people of Clare, for the play and Movement exhibition. Siobhan mentioned it briefly when she was with us on the programme last week. I'm joined in studio this morning by Emma Clancy and Kira Rodriguez. They're both students at Squilbury in Ennistymon, and by art teacher there, Mary Fahey. Good morning to you all. Very much for joining us this morning. Mary, I might start off with yourself, and how did all of this come about, first of all?
Thanks, Gavin, for having us. It's great to be here. Anne-Marie, the curator in the Courthouse Gallery in Ennistymon, gave us a call. She called the local art teachers, got us together, an informal meeting, and just ran this great idea by us. So she applied for funding to the Arts Council for the Young Ensembles Project and secured funding, and she invited us to do this project with her. So you don't get phone calls like that every day. Don't get those invitations every day. So we were thrilled to be part of it.
And to make sure everybody's up to speed, as I understand it, curating an exhibition means the students have selected the pieces, is that it?
Exactly. So they were the decision makers. They were the taste makers. So this art collection that is owned by the people of County Clare, much of it is housed in the County Council buildings, in the library, in various locations throughout the county. But they got to see it. They got to just literally decide what they liked and what they didn't, and we just literally bit our lips and we showed them everything and we hoped they might choose some things, and some things we really hoped they would choose they didn't choose, so, and others that we were delighted. So it was lovely to see the decisions coming from the girls and the boys, the students from our own school and from the vocational school in Ennistymon, from both fifth year art classes, and they really enjoyed working together. They were saying that to me on the way in.
Okay, so very good. Emma Clancy, one of the students involved in this particular one, when did all of this start? When did you first become aware that you were going to part curate an exhibition?
Well, it was quite short after we came back to school. It was nice though to get to work with the vocational school, because we don't really get to work with like other schools normally.
Of course, yeah.
But it was nice to hear everyone's opinions and stuff. Yeah.
And what were your thoughts initially when you were told this is what you were going to be doing?
Well, I was a bit nervous at the start because we'd never done anything like that before. And
but you didn't think you'd end up here?
Yeah. Yeah, but it was a lovely experience.
Just, very good. Yeah. And Kira, you've gone through a lot of different artworks, I presume?
Yeah, we saw lots of artwork, and like we all kind of had to voice our opinions and tell people what we wanted and what we didn't. It was good though that our voices were heard, like, and we all got to pick the pieces, and then basically the pieces that everyone liked, we picked.
Okay. So how did it work in terms of, I don't know how many pieces roughly you would have seen, but what were you looking for? I mean, did you pick one piece each, or was it a group decision for them all, or how did that work?
Kind of like, if you liked it, I don't know, like, they were all kind of local pieces we went for, and things that kind of related to us and our scenery, really. Like, most of the paintings and the artwork is local.
Okay.
From Ennis and, like, the Burren and Ennistymon.
So you wanted to show off local artists. I imagine a lot of, because you're picking from the council's art collection, I imagine a lot of it will be local anyway. But that was obviously what you were keen to showcase.
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you decide, Emma, I like piece A, I don't like piece B, or...?
Well, I don't know, what kind of drew my attention was the minimalistic art, like the contrast between the black and the white. Like Louis Le Brocq's work was the lithographs. So it was done with the stone and it was printed onto a white piece of paper. And it was just, I love the contrast between the black and the white. That's what I was drawn to.
But that was just your own personal decision. Louis Le Brocq is a very well-known artist, obviously. Mary, there are some well-known artists whose works are part of this. You know, this isn't a... I know that I don't want people at home to think, oh, this is just a school's exhibition, because it's not. It's much more than that.
Absolutely. I mean, as an art teacher, it's my job. I often bring them to the National Gallery. We do a trip every year in Senior Cycle. We go to Dublin, you know, to see the big names. Mm. But we just don't realise what's on our doorstep. And, you know, these works are hanging in county council offices. So you might see them if you're in paying your tax or you're in, you know, if you're checking your planning permission. But a lot of people don't realise they're there. Mm. And it is a super opportunity to be able to visit them in our local gallery and walk in and out whenever we're passing. It's up for over a month. It's going to run until the 24th of February. So to have access to these pieces that are very valuable and very precious to our culture, you know, it's wonderful to have them so accessible in Ennis Diamond.
So how did they do in terms of what they picked? Super. I know you talked about biting your lips. So.
Yeah, super. And we actually had a lovely experience because it's actually one Ciara wants to talk about. Mick O'Dea, who we're so proud of here Ennis and County Clare. He's a wonderful artist and chairperson of the Royal Hibernian Academy. He had a piece. But what was lovely, when we chose the pieces, there was no information with them.
Yeah,
they were literally... Yeah, so they were taken off walls and offices. They were presented to us. We went to the library building. We just viewed them just on their own without the background of who they are or who that's important. That's an important artist.
Yes,
it wasn't about that. It was purely about their taste, what they liked, what they didn't.
Okay.
And it was afterwards when we were compiling the catalogue, which the girls will tell you about as well, I just decided to, we needed information for the artists. We needed high resolution images to produce the catalogue. So I decided I'd email Mick O'Dea and ask him a few questions. And he came back with this lovely email to us, which I shared with the students, and it totally changed our perception of the piece. So I don't know, Ciara really liked that piece, so maybe she'd like to talk about it.
Yeah, sure.
Basically, I really enjoyed looking at the piece, even though at the start I didn't know about the story, but after hearing the story...
It's a portrait, I presume, if it's Mick O'Dea.
Yeah, it's a portrait, and it's this guy called Tommy Killocree. He worked in the old ground, and he was dishwasher, and Mick O'Dea's family had a pub in Ennis, and he used to come and drink here, and like he was very, you know, he was a character and he used to always do these kung fu moves inside the pub, like he was a laugh. And anyways, the painting is of him sitting in front of a piano, and he just looks very angry or whatever, but after hearing the story it's just totally different. And anyways, Mick O'Dea painted him in one sitting, like, while everyone was in the bar and like everyone watched this, and after the sitting, like, everyone was, you know, clapping and cheering, and they just, it was a really good experience anyways. And like,
And what did it mean that Mick took, and he's a very nice man, the dealings I've had with him, what did it mean that he took the time to write you this email to tell you the story?
Like, it felt really nice that he actually cared to write back an email to us, and to hear the story was great. Like,
It changes your perception of the painting,
I
presume.
Because the painting was of an old man sitting with his cap on and his suit, and you assume certain things about a character that you're looking at in a painting.
Yeah.
So suddenly to hear the background and the context of that piece, we feel like we know him, you know. So, I mean, I think what's special about this exhibition is that all the family and friends and people connected to these artists and to the sitters in the portraits, like we've Brian Burke's portraits of Junior Crehan, it's important that people come and see them and share their stories, because we found, I personally found that the story behind the artwork is the most enjoyable part, really, in some ways, you know.
Okay. And was there any artist or any particular piece, Emma, that jumped out for you that you particularly enjoyed?
Yeah, as I said before, it was the Louis Le Brocchi, the Cú Chulainn displayed. They were painted in 1969, and just the black and the white, I love the look of that, because it's so simple, but there's such a nice story behind it. It was based on the poem The Tawn by Thomas Kinsella. So it was relatable as well, because it's to do with the Irish legends and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was really nice.
And I'm really intrigued by what Mary was saying, in that you didn't know who the artists were, but both of you have gone and picked a piece by a renowned artist. And I don't know if that's a coincidence by what you're presenting this morning or not, but I mean, did you have any idea that there's something special about this one, or was it simply, Emma, just based on, well, it just looks nice and it's catching my eye?
I don't know. I just got a certain feeling about it. It was just, I really liked...
I think that was one of the most popular. Series of prints were most popular amongst everyone, and it's unusual, you know. I mean, we were showing them Pauline Buick prints of her watercolours, which we were hoping they'd take, and they were not going for them, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. But we've chosen a lot of artists that I didn't hear of before, you know, and just wasn't aware of. So it's been really enjoyable, and we're looking forward to hopefully meeting some of these artists at the exhibition that we haven't encountered before, you know. So
absolutely. So it's a really high quality exhibition. It goes on display later this week.
Yeah, the opening is at 6:30 this Thursday, and it's going to be opened by Siobhan Mulcahy, our Clare Arts Officer, and a student from each school is going to speak at the opening as well.
Very good indeed. And you guys will hope, Ciara, that people will go along, that they'll check it out.
Yeah, and we hope people bring their friends and family, and some of the artists will come along, because we'd love to learn more about each of the paintings, and we just want to show like the local people like what art is around us, and like it's unreal. Like, I've never actually been to a local show, and like now after seeing all the art, it's nice to see, like, yeah, hope people come anyways and see.
Hopefully it. And is it a good size exhibition, Emma? Is there a lot to check out?
Yeah,
there?
And it's not just our work that's going to be there, it's a lot of like really really good artists' work is also going to be there, so it's really lovely that we're in the exhibition with them.
It's at the Courthouse Gallery and Studios in Ennis Diamond, and as you heard, getting launched on Thursday and then running, I think you said, for
the 24th of February. Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah.
And go along and check it out is the message.
Absolutely.
This morning.
Absolutely, and you're more than welcome to come to the opening.
Indeed. Yeah. That's this coming Thursday evening. Emma and Ciara are with us, but there's a huge number of students who've also taken part in this project. Mary Devitt, Nicole Carney, Anna Murphy, Shannon Noonan, Edwina Vaughan, Alice Monticelli, Evie Fahey and Sinead Hogan. They're all part of Squillera, while Sean Andreasen, Charles Higgins, Tomás McNamara, Carla Connor, Ryan O'Connor, Torin Redpath, Dylan Molly, Saoirse Flynn, Brendan Clancy and Edward Sherlock. They're all from the vocational school there in Ennis Diamond. And they've all been part of this and all working towards it, and we appreciate the insight into it this morning. Opening this coming Thursday and running then through until towards the end of February, as you heard Mary mention there as well. That was Mary Fahey and her students Emma Clancy and Ciara Rodriguez. We appreciate your time this morning. Best of luck with it, and thanks
so much
for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
All the very best. We will be back with more. You're listening to Morning Focus on Clare FM.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your holiday. Barcelona, Rios and Toronto coming soon. Explore more on shannonairport.ie.